Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
John chapter 2, verse 11. This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. So this is the commentary at the end of the story about Jesus turning water into wine at a wedding feast. And this is the first of his signs. Jesus did it at Cana in Galilee, and he manifested his glory. That's kind of the phrase I want us to think about for just a minute. Let it lead us to pray. He manifested his glory. What does that mean? Well, basically, Jesus is beginning here to show his identity. And this progresses throughout the book of John. We're learning more and more about who Jesus is as he does different miracles and he delivers different teachings. But it's all under the banner, the umbrella of him manifesting his glory, showing his attributes. And I was reading this and I started thinking, I would encourage you to think about all the ways God has manifested his glory to you. Obviously, ultimately, in Jesus, we have seen the glory of God in Jesus. That's John chapter 1. The Word has become flesh and dwelt among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth. So we see God's glory in Christ. You think about Scripture, and it talks about how we see God's glory in creation. Like creation is shouting the glory of God. So that's another way God manifests his glory. And then think more specifically about your life. How have you seen the glory of God? And when you picture the glory of God, just picture all of his attributes wrapped up into beauty and wonder and grandeur. Like, how have you seen the goodness of God in your life? How has he manifested his goodness to you? How have you seen the grace of God? Has he manifested grace? How have you seen his mercy? How have you seen his justice? How have you seen his love? Have you seen his greatness, his power on display? And this is where I love the way John describes this. Like, this is the first of his signs where he manifested his glory. And all throughout the rest of the book, we're going to see different ways Jesus manifested his glory, just like in our lives. So maybe just pause as we pray and let's think together. God, we praise you for all the ways each of us has seen your glory. Some exactly the same for all of us. Ultimately, Jesus manifesting your glory. We look around in creation and we see you manifesting your glory and in so many other ways, and then specifically in each of our lives, the way you've shown your goodness, manifested your grace to us in difficult days, in dark days, when we cried out to you for help, and you have faithfully answered our prayers, the way we've seen your power on display, your mercy in little ways and big ways. God, we praise you for all the ways you show your glory. We praise you for how day by day, progressively, we are growing in our understanding of you and our knowledge of you, and in the process, growing in our enjoyment of you. God, I pray for that for every person who's listening to this right now, as I pray for my own life. Help us to see your glory more and more and more. We pray with Moses in Exodus 33, show us your glory. We want to see more and more and more of your glory, and in the process, to enjoy you more and more and more. Delight in you increasingly. Wean us off lesser glory. Thinking about things in this world that don't compare with you, that we sometimes find ourselves running after and pursuing. God, help us to pursue your glory, manifestations of your greatness and your goodness. And God, as we pray for this in our own lives, God, we pray, glorify your name through us. Help others to see your glory through our lives, we pray. We pray for the manifestation of your glory in increasing way in our lives and through our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.